It's safe to say it's been a bad summer for bear encounters in Southeast.
A helicopter from Air Station Sitka medevaced two wilderness guides from Sitco Bay Thursday afternoon after they were mauled by a
troublesome brown bear was shot and severely wounded by a Skagway police officer on Saturday night at a campground.
A pair of Forest Service workers killed a charging brown bear near Sitka at the end of August.
There have been four maulings in the last 2 months. There have also been a few charging bears shot in self-defense. Lance Ewers is a lieutenant with the Sitka Police Department.
Kind of an unusual year, I think we could all agree, that there has been so many people that either had to defend themselves from a charging brown bear or actually were attacked by a bear.
But all of those encounters took place outside of Sitka. While there hasn't been a violent bear encounter or a bear killed in town this year, Ewers says tensions are rising.
You had the bear that broke into the car, which is the same bear that broke into two different people's garages, so that's three. Then you had the bear that chased the man on the bicycle, and that's four.
All within the last 2 weeks. And that list doesn't include the handful of bear sightings residents report to the Sitka police almost every night. Ewers says unless they're tied up with another call, an officer is sent out to respond to each and every one of those calls.
Sometimes the officer will blare the siren. Sometimes they'll beep the air horn. Other times they'll get out and yell at the bear. And 90% of the time the bear runs away, which is good.
But that hasn't been the case in recent weeks. Ewers says the pair of bears that have been tipping over trash cans and charging pedestrians aren't scared off by loud noises. So this past weekend, officers used rubber bullets on one of the bears seen wandering between Sitka's Indian River and Whale Park.
But they've gotten to the point now where they're not even affected by the rubber bullets. They just walk away.
The Sitka police and Alaska State Troopers have been working with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to find other ways to scare off the bears. Steve Bethune is a wildlife biologist for Fish and Game. He says they've tried trapping the bears as well, but even then, a live release wouldn't be likely.
Universally, when you move bears, they inevitably come back. So it's really not an effective strategy for eliminating the problem. And if they don't come back, you've often taken that problem and given it to some other community.
So now, as Lieutenant Lance Ewers describes it, the strategy is to simply, quote, destroy the two bears.
If we have an opportunity to euthanize one of the bears that are between that Indian River area and Whale Park, and the officer could do it safely, then the trained professional officer who practices will destroy that bear.
Ewers urges residents to continue reporting bear sightings to the police and to stay alert, especially in forested areas. Another thing he urges the community of Sitka to do, keep your garbage indoors until the day of pickup. And if you, like Ewers, don't have a garage,
well, I keep my garbage up on my porch until garbage day. And the day of garbage day, then I bring it out there because I don't want it to be my fault that, you know, a month after the bear got into my garbage, now they're forced to destroy this bear.
As for the two bears roaming downtown Sitka, their fates are likely sealed. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.